Well, I feel like we got right into it because we got a part one and a part two and
And another
another
app.
episode after that.
Yeah.
But I do have to tell you.
Yes.
So I sign into my Anchor app
Yeah.
and it says, "Congratulations, you are now eligible for ads."
Oh my God.
Look at us.
Oh my God, I'm so
I know.
proud of us.
So,
Oh my God.
well, I don't have the bandwidth to figure that out today, but we'll
Okay,
figure it
that's
out and we'll
fine.
record some ads and maybe make like
Yeah.
a couple of dollars.
Holy shit, that's so fun.
Yeah,
Oh my
it's fun.
God. Okay, wow. Good for us.
I know, look at us go.
Happy New Year's
I
to
know, I know. Hag Sameach to us.
Hashem really said, "No, you are my chosen people."
But yeah, that was exciting.
Oh my God, I like can't stop smiling.
Oh.
This is good vibes for us. I'm proud of us.
No, this is good vibes. We need the good vibes.
We need good vibes.
Bad. I'm tired of bad vibes.
Oh, legit. Okay, so since we're gonna jump right in, but this
Yeah, let's
is
go
okay. So this episode is obviously very heavy, which is why I want to get it over with so I don't like say something that is totally inappropriate.
right in.
Oh my God, Jacob, she is so cute. I
Oh
love
my God.
him
Well,
so much.
so listeners, today we are discussing When Doves Cry part one and two. That's one episode, that we're discussing. I guess
Oh.
we'll start with part one.
Wait, also,
Yeah.
this like when I tell you this came to me in the middle of the night, I don't know, my brain is so weird. Do we introduce ourselves at the beginning of the episode and I forgot, or do we not do that? We should start doing that.
Oh, should we? We don't. I don't think we ever have, but should we?
I feel like we should start so that people know who we are
Who
because
our
we do have.
voices are.
Yeah, we have 50 whole viewers. Nope. Viewers is the word I'm looking for.
Listeners.
Listeners, subscriber, I don't know.
Okay. All right, that's a good suggestion, Nikki. So, do you want to start?
Yeah, well now I don't know what to introduce myself as because so many people call me so many different things.
Okay, so I'll
So
go
I don't
then.
know.
Hello, listeners, Degrassi heads. My name is Emma, and this is my voice.
and I'm Nicolette, but lots of people call me lots of different things, which doesn't really help. But that's probably, I don't know, because I feel like even within the episode, you've called me multiple things.
Well, because you've told me you don't care,
I
so.
don't care. So that's why I make this very confusing for people, and I feel bad. But whatever feels right in the moment, if it's some kind of diminutive of my name, I will answer to it, but
I feel like I've
officially.
been saying Nick because in the that's what our show is called, Nick and Emma. Nick, not Nikki, not Nicolette.
Okay, that's
Nick.
true. Neek, and Neeky.
Nick, Nick, Nick.
Anita,
Nickelodeon.
Diane, and okay, anyway. Yeah, well, I'm Nick and also Nikki, but also Nicolette. But also, in the context of this show, have you ever called me Strobes?
No, I wasn't sure if you wanted me to bring your last name into this, but
Okay, also
I
true.
do undercover think of you as Strobes.
I told someone that recently that people used to call me by my last name and they were very weirded out by it.
Why are they
I don't know. I think because like Nikki is like it's like a very northeastern nickname, I think. Like I
weirded
don't know anyone like after I moved, I didn't know anyone named Nikki.
out? Interesting.
So I think they like all like So the idea of me not being called by my name, especially because like a lot of people here also know my mom and she calls me Nicolette when she's talking about me. So I think people just assume that I go by my full name because like there's not obviously significantly fewer Nicolettes than there are, you know, like Nicoles and Nickies. So yeah, so people are like, literally why? And I was like, because in my graduating class there were like no less than 20 Nickies.
Yeah, that's a lot of Nickies.
And a lot of them,
Oh,
I think, still go.
in your high school? Or at my high school?
Our high school, like
Our high school.
collectively, the two of us.
Got it,
Yeah.
got it, got it.
Okay, that was obviously an exaggeration, but I can think of like
Should we say
four.
how we know each other?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like, yeah.
Think we've discussed enough that the listeners
I mean, I think it's pretty
could
obvious that
understand, you
we.
know.
Yeah, that we've known each other for like some time.
Yeah, so we went
This is not
to
a.
middle school together and
Didn't we?
Parsh. Yeah.
Wait, didn't we also go to preschool together? Or did we
Oh,
discuss that and we didn't?
what preschool did you go to?
I went to the JCC.
No, I didn't. We did Mommy and Me maybe there.
Okay. Because like I feel like I
Pre-preschool.
definitely knew who you were before middle school.
Yeah, I went to Robin Hood for
Okay.
preschool. And then I did the JCC like pre-preschool stuff.
Okay,
So
so that's,
that's
yeah.
probably. Okay, but then went to different elementary schools,
Yes.
reconnected in middle school, and then a little bit of high school, and then you moved to another state in
I
high school,
did.
but we kept in solely, mostly regarding our love for Degrassi and all things Canadian television and some musical theater and
Just general pop culture. We found a
pop
way.
culture. Yes. Pop culture.
Yeah.
And now we're here and we're gonna dive into
Episodes 201 and 202, When Doves Cry.
When Doves Cry. I don't know how that song goes.
I don't either.
Okay,
Okay.
so yeah, let's get it out of the way. In this
I
episode, we're introduced to a few characters that are
yeah.
staples of the Degrassi community. First off, we have Jake Epstein, who plays Craig
Craig
Manning,
Manning.
the emotional photographer, sensitive, sweet boy with the curly brown hair.
With the
And then we have
curly hair.
Marco
Marco,
Braked.
who they did freaking
They
dirty.
did very dirty. I didn't even remember that this is the same Marco that we meet later on.
Especially because they like don't even show his face.
No. He's doing break dancing in the hallway, and he's known as like the school dancer. The break
Which is
dancing
just like
king.
weird.
It was pretty weird. Pretty
Yeah.
weird. But we digress. So When Doves Cry, part one, we meet Craig Manning and we see him taking photos of this little girl that we learn later on is his half sister Angela, who is Cassie Steele's real life little
Little
sister. And I
sister.
still don't understand how they expected us to not buy that. Like, they're like so obviously sisters,
Yeah.
but yet Craig is her sister is and ends up with Manny. I digress.
Also, love to see in this, I guess in this season, because he was in the credits, Joey Jeremiah is apparently going to be a staple of this season, which I love because I really like Joey's character. And I didn't realize how much he was not going to be in season one.
Yeah. No, we love Joey Jeremiah. He's a good guy.
So yeah, once again, to get it out of the way, I felt like I think like as much as I was like fawning over Sean, I freaking lost my mind at Craig. I was like, I didn't realize I felt this way about what turns out to be an emotionally manipulative poop head. but I like squealing. I was like, what? I have just immediately reverted to 2006. What is going on here? And I think, to be completely honest, I think he carried this episode incredibly well. This was a tall order to ask of a kid, and on his first episode, and he did a great job. So Jake, if you're out there, what's up?
Do you think he's listening?
Absolutely not, but you know what, a girl can help.
What if?
Yeah, no, I think he did really well. And also, granted, it has been easily 15 years, if not more, since I last saw this episode. This is a lot. This was, like, hey, you know?
Yeah,
like, obviously, I remembered the general nature of it. But it, like, affected me a lot more than it did when I was in high school.
Yeah. I mean, his dad sucks.
Sucks.
And
I was like beside myself. Okay,
with
so
the dinosaur bruises. I mean, I really feel like he like broke his ribs because that's
he,
not
yes, because he was on the floor and he was kicking him. Like, whoa, bro. Okay, so wait, let's start at the top.
Yeah.
So we jump right in with the, like, there is no beating around the bush here. Like, we, like, the second scene of the episode, Craig is like being verbally abused and threatened.
Because he was late to dinner.
Yeah. And so. And also, it's made pretty clear right away that there's, like, a lot of animosity between Joey and Albert? Is that his name? Anyway, Mr.
Yes,
Manning.
Albert.
I mean, like...
Yeah.
I kind of get it. Yeah.
Well, so, at this dinner that Craig's late for, his dad... makes a mess of all the dishes, breaks all these dishes, and poor Craig has to clean them up.
Yeah. It's so fucked up. So, I have to check my notes to see if what I'm about to say is in this episode or in part two. Okay, sorry. Okay, here we go. So, yeah, so... Okay, yes, obviously everything is very bad. I understand that sometimes divorces hurt a lot, but the line in this when his dad is like, I still don't understand what he saw or what she saw in a used car salesman when I'm a surgeon. Sir, do you really think that your paycheck makes you more entitled to her love and affection? Like, if this is what you're doing to Craig, I can't even imagine what you're doing to her.
I know.
Like,
I mean, I wonder if he became abusive after her, after he, so basically she moves on to Joey Jeremiah, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. And then has Angela.
So, okay, so here's the thing is that the timeline for me, how old is Izzy supposed to be?
I was going to ask you because I don't know.
because Craig goes up to Emma at school and is like, don't you remember me? Our parent, like, our moms made us dance together at the wedding 5 years ago. So I don't know. I guess Angie's still in preschool. Like, she's still younger than that. Because just, like, looking at her, I'd be like, that's a five-year-old. So I'm like, was this a shotgun wedding?
It could have been. I don't know. Maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah,
So,
no, I don't know the timeline. I was confused by that, but maybe we'll get some resolution.
some clarity, if you will.
Yeah.
So yeah, I just like I was shocked. Like, and I don't know. I don't know why I'm so shocked, but like, this is the whole plot of the episode. And obviously, Degrassi, it goes there, it went there. But I was like, we're not pulling out, like, we're pulling all the stops for this one. It was just like, it was a lot.
It
And
was a lot.
so yeah.
It really go starts to go there.
Yeah. Oh my God. Yeah. Season one is tame. Like,
Compared to this,
which we knew.
and
We were like
it,
waiting.
I mean, we'll talk about episode three in a little bit, but it just continues going there, and it's gonna continue going there the whole
Yeah.
season because we remember, the gist of what happens, but it's dramatic
It's
to
a
say the
lot.
least.
Yeah. I think season for in my okay. School shooting episode aside, I think seasons two and three for me were like, I think they were maybe like the most realistically dramatic in my head.
Yeah.
Like, as a kid, I was like, oh, these are all really like real and like dramatic things that could happen to people that I know. But I also like, I don't know, maybe other people's experiences were different, but I feel like even though like our high school like had not everyone was very nice. I will say that. But I don't think that we had the level of bullying that would have led to something like the school shooting. But like, I don't know, maybe things are different now.
No.
But right?
But let's talk about the episode.
Anyway, yeah, but this episode. Sorry, because I'm just like, now that I like it's one of those things where it's like it's all coming back to me as I'm watching it, like all the like, do you know what I mean? It like felt all very new, but all very similar at the same time.
Yeah.
So, sorry if you just heard me gulp really big.
I did. Wait, my turn. My turn. You hear it?
Okay.
Nice.
But also, on top of this episode, they talk about how they're not split, like they had to absorb the high school into their
Yes.
school, which seems weird to me. Like, how do you deal with that many kids in that space? But that's, you know what? That's not a problem for me. That's the problem for the
Linda
Degrassi school
Skyler.
district. Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
That's
with that
a
being said,
problem for Principal
Raditz, right?
Radich. Yeah.
So yeah, so that means we also have the grade eights who are now the grade nines still in school, and everyone's being weird about it.
Yes, we see Ashley coming back from her summer. And this was after the whole ecstasy explosion. And I will say she looks very well rested and she looks very healthy.
And she grew her hair out,
She
so
grew
we no
her
longer
hair
have to
out.
talk about that.
It's super cute in that half up. I was thinking like, okay, Ashley's look is like kind of my look right now that I'm going for. With like, because I wore the other day, I wore a tank over a long sleeve shirt, and I was like, I'm all about this
Oh,
look. Yeah.
yeah.
And that's what she does. So I'm like kind of Ashley vibes. But also Paige, I love all the purple she's wearing this episode. She's
Yes.
got some good looks too.
I also love how Paige loves a statement sunglasses moment. Like,
Yes, she does.
she always has something going on. Also, Hazel is back, which I feel very medium about.
Hazel, okay. But first, get that out of the way, and then talk about
Yeah,
Craig.
I realized as I was watching that I was like basically not even paying attention because like I get why they did this because the A plot was so big and so heavy that like you can't really match it with anything, but I thought this was just like such a fluff line.
It definitely was, and it also like paints a Spinner and Hazel in a very bad light because They're basically like, hey, Paige, like, we know you need $30 for your
Yeah, why don't
haircut.
you take advantage of this child?
Take advantage of this
Like,
child and go on a date with him, and we'll pay you $30. And so, like, basically, they convince her to do this, even though you could tell she doesn't really want to, because she has morals. And
just the
then,
one, though.
right, and then they show up to the date and like are mad at
Are
her and
mean to
judgy
her.
for ha enjoying herself on this date and like
Right? It's like
laughing.
you made your friend do this. Let her just like at least have a little bit of fun with it. Just because she's not actively miserable doesn't mean that she wants to date JT. Like,
Right.
okay. Also, okay, so that this all starts because she's convinced that her hair looks terrible. And
Right.
she claims that she has a mullet. Where? I
Where's
was
the
like, it's
mullet?
just
And
like
also,
it just
mullets
looked
are in.
messy.
Yeah, she
Not
just needs to
in
get some new
2012.
product. Yeah, but they're
Yeah,
in
like
now.
yeah.
So she was ahead of her time.
She yeah, Paige is a trendsetter, but we knew that. Yeah, so I was confused about that. She was like having a whole hissy fit about it, and I was like, I'm not seeing what you're seeing, but I support your endeavors. And then yeah, and then just like things got mean. Also, JT was like a tad mean as well.
JT was
Like,
mean.
yeah, not like the meanest, but he like, I
Well, he
don't
was like
know.
very possessive. He was like, I'm gonna make her mine.
Yeah, and it
And
just,
it's
and like, you know,
like,
and Toby, once
sweetheart.
again, our guy is like constantly the voice of reason. He was
Oh, we
basically
love
like, JT,
Tobes.
you're stupid. He also, oh my God, can we talk how much Toby grew up from season one to season two?
I know his voice got a
Like,
little.
right? And like, this is the Toby that I remember.
Yeah, love him.
Also, Spinner just got super skinny.
I didn't notice that.
And he lost some of his earrings, which I noticed.
Oh no.
Yeah, I mean, they're probably still there, but he doesn't have like 75 in his head anymore. But yeah, also, like, and then Toby is like, his calculating the compatibility of girls and boys at
Yeah.
Degrassi. I'm just, what are we doing here,
I
guys?
don't know. He doesn't make sense. But what I did notice was JT was super calm, cool, and collected during the date. Meanwhile, like, I'm like twiddling my thumbs and like
I
making
know,
sure I'm
I'm like,
sitting up straight. I'm like eye contact. He's like, and
like, here's what I'll
he
give
was good.
JT. He has the confidence. He's
He
never lacked the
does.
confidence, which is not something I can say for myself.
Ouch. I know, seriously. Okay, but I feel like that's it for that part. That's part
Yeah.
one and two of the B plot,
Of
pretty
the B
much.
plot.
So
Also, okay, just because I have lots of feelings about the representation of overweight people in media, did you notice how Toby said that Terry was pretty? And I was like, yes, she is, because she's a fucking goddess. And I was like, I feel like I have never seen that before or since.
yes. And she is.
She is. Also, I feel like that would have been an interesting B plot, to see it, like, to have Toby date Terry.
Terry and Toby.
Yeah,
Ooh.
but like later on, like, you know, like obviously not in like now, I'm, you know what I mean, in a different Degrassi universe, if they did it as like 16 and 17 year olds, like I feel like that could have been something, because I feel like Toby never really got his romantic justice.
No, he didn't.
No.
But that's okay. Well, we'll see what is in store for Toby
Later
at
on.
some later on.
Yeah. Okay, and then Emma and Manny, who also looks so grown up, like the difference from season one to season two for everyone is like pretty shocking.
And Emma too.
Yeah, those braces really
The
worked. I'm proud of her.
braces. The braces.
Okay, so like at the beginning, what really stuck out to me for Manny was, why are you walking around school with boxing gloves, ma'am?
Oh, I have the same question. They
Like
like come into the school and they high five each other with boxing
with boxing
gloves.
gloves, and she's just like walking around like, yeah, that's the way to get the boy you have a crush on to notice. He was walking around with boxing gloves. Come on, Manny.
I was so confused by that. And they
So
never
confused.
address it.
Yeah. They're just there and then they're gone.
There's also a time, I think in part two, that Emma is holding a skateboard. And I'm like,
I saw
why
that.
are
I
you
made a
holding a
note of it.
skateboard?
The only thing I can think though is that it's Craig's skateboard.
Why is she holding it for
I
him?
don't know. Maybe she wanted to like try it out or something, but because he has a skateboard in a bunch of other scenes.
Maybe.
So, and also his first friend at Degrassi, Mr. Sean Cameron.
Yes.
Starting off with a little bit of aggression, but I think Craig played it off really well. Just kind of
Oh,
like
yeah.
leaned into it. Also, did you notice people were like, there were always a gaggle of girls commenting about how cute he was, just like in the hallway.
Craig?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was like, that was a weird scripted moment, but okay.
Yeah.
So yeah, there we go. Did we get everyone? Updates on everyone, I think.
I think so. Wait, what
Right?
do you
Yeah.
mean?
On like all of our originals, how they're doing since
Oh,
the summer.
yeah.
Right?
Well,
Okay.
and Jimmy's
Oh,
butt
Jimmy's
hurt.
continue. Yeah, he's still being a fucking asshole to Sean
Yeah.
for no goddamn
Yeah.
reason. Jimmy's
But.
a huge asshole. Like the at this point in the show, the only thing I like about him is that he's like good friends to Terry. Like I
Oh, but
think
I
he
do.
offers nothing else.
I have to tell you though. Okay,
Yeah.
so this is a digression.
Yes, I
So
love a digression.
Drake, Aubrey Drake Graham, Drake. I've
Yes.
never seen. We're big Drake fans because of Degrassi, obviously.
Yeah.
And I, like we would listen to his music on MySpace before he even had an album out, and
Yeah.
he. And I remember some of his raps that I cannot find anywhere from my life. Do you remember the one that was like, the city is my, which one? TORONTO, DRAKE, that's me. You know how the story goes.
Yeah.
And I make it, wanna shake it, drop it, bounce it, rock it, do, girl, do that thing like you're getting money for college. Woo! Break it down. Break it down. You remember that one?
Oh my God, you remember the whole
I
thing.
truly do, and I can't find it anywhere. But I found out recently one of my friends was like, "Are you? Did you see about this Drake concert?" I'm like, "No, tell me." And like,
Yeah.
I'm never gonna pay money for a Drake concert because it's so much money, and
Yeah.
also,
And I
I.
don't feel that, like, I support him and all of his endeavors, but I don't feel that strongly about his music, so I don't think I would ever pay money.
Lately, no. I feel like he's gone downhill with his
Yeah,
music.
he and he's
Sexist.
some people have said less than complimentary things about him in his personal
Yes.
life.
Yes.
So
But my friend Hannah was like, well, they're doing a raffle for his show at the Apollo. And nobody can buy tickets. It's all through this raffle. And you have to like enter this contest and they're gonna give away 1,000 tickets for the for this big show at the Apollo Theater in
holy shit.
Harlem. And so I'm submitting and I'm trying to manifest a win.
No, I think that would be really cool. I want that for you.
That would be historic.
Yeah.
Drake at the Apollo. And
That would
me,
be like the stars aligning, like genuinely.
really would. It really would. And the show is on a Friday night, so I don't have to
Oh,
worry about
even
school.
better. Yeah.
Yeah. So my friend Hannah is submitting as well, and she was like, if I win, I'll take you. And I was like, if I win, I'll take you. So,
That's actually like such
woohoo!
a cool way to do like
I agree.
That's just really cool. I like that.
Yeah, me too. Anyway, that's my Drake
That I think that would be the
thing.
only way I would ever go see a Harry Styles concert too.
Yeah. Oh, I paid money, but it was worth it. It was
My
worth it.
friend, so my friend was gonna go to the one that's in Chicago, the one that was supposed to be like 3 days ago or something. But she was going with her brother, and she like didn't realize, like he was like, "Oh, do you want to come with me and my wife?" And she was like, "Okay, sure, whatever." And they didn't tell her how much the ticket was gonna cost until after they bought it. And she's like, I
Beach.
don't even, right? She was like, oh, I'll just go. I like love to go to concerts. But she is not like a Harry Styles fan. Like, she doesn't know any of his music. Like, she started listening once she got the ticket and found out how much it cost. Because she was like, if I'm gonna go, I'm gonna be entertained by this, so I'm gonna know what's going on. But she still didn't really like want to go. Like, she was just like, this, you know. So then they postponed the concert, and she texted me. She's like, I'm so excited, because like 20 minutes before she was like, I don't really want to go, but I paid for it, blah, blah, blah. And then she like saw the tweet, and she was like, amazing, I'm going back to bed. So hopefully she's more excited for the postponement, or whatever, you know what I mean.
Yeah. Okay, so let's talk about Craig's part of Windows Cry, part one and two. So
A big yikes.
basically, yeah, big yikes. His dad, Albert, sucks. He says something that really bothers me. In part two, he was like, maybe it was part one, he was like, so he basically, the plot is that Craig is abused by his father and wants a relationship with his sister. And the abuse is getting so bad that he, trigger warning, is has thoughts of suicide or
We're running
potentially
away.
running away, taking his younger sister and running away and starting a new life. And his dad finds out that Craig is seeing his half sister secretly and is not having it and is like super, super abusive about it. And Craig comes home from like hanging out with them, and his dad, Albert, is like, I work my ass off for you. And I'm like, you better, you're his dad.
You're his dad.
So
Also,
that bothered me.
also, I feel like it doesn't really matter how you feel about your ex-spouse or how you feel about their new spouse. It's just like such a bad look for a parent to keep their kids from seeing their siblings, whether step, half. Like, it's just like Angie's a kid. She's a little kid. It's not like she has ever, like, it's not like she's the older one and she's like a bad influence or something. Like, she's little, and that's all
Right.
he has left of his mom. Like, it shouldn't matter how you feel about her. Like, don't be so terrible.
Yeah, I agree.
So I felt really bad about that.
Yeah. At first, I was like, it's really nice of Albert to let Craig have this photo studio because it's kind of expensive to keep
That's a
up with the
lot,
dark
yeah.
room stuff. But then he like completely destroys all of his stuff at the end of the episode, so.
Yeah.
There's nothing good happening there.
So bad.
Yeah.
Also, once again, I might be looking at this too much from like an adult perspective, but and I get like it's very hard for a kid to admit when their parents are mistreating them. Like, I totally get that. But like, you want to spend time with your sister, and like, Joey clearly is like on board with you doing that, so long as your dad is on board with it. Like, say something to
Yeah.
and it's hard, but like, I just wanted to be like, use your words, man.
Yeah. I don't think he understands. He's a poet. He has, you know, like he has a soft, sensitive soul. He's showing these feelings through his art, through his photography.
Also the okay, so I so at first I was very on board with Emma being like, I'm babysitting Angie, come with me, because what I, you know, because I was like, aha, you are correct. Like, his dad never said anything about him not hanging out with people from school. So, like, you know. But then, like, but then Emma, in trying to be, like, a good person, like, did the wrong thing. Like,
she did.
So, like, I don't, like, Angie was still, like, you could have done your homework at the park, girl. Like, you could have kept her in your sight. But it's also like, you are only 13 or whatever, right? 13, you don't really get to make those decisions, but still
she's smart enough to know that that was not the right move. But it was kind of her way of bonding with Craig
Like
spending time with him and getting to be on his good side, because she has a major crushy crush on him, and I don't blame her.
Which, like, who among us?
But I will say, so that's like one aspect of this, these two episodes is we kind of, I personally got the vibe that Craig liked Emma back, because Craig, even in you know, like in every interaction that they have with Manny and Emma, he's talking to Emma.
Like Manny and Craig exchange zero words in these two episodes.
Well, that's not true. Manny goes, oh hi.
Oh, right.
And that's about it. So okay, and then in part two we learned that Craig was at camp. Do you think he was at Jewish camp? Yeah, go ahead.
Well, his character is not canonically Jewish, is he?
No.
So
I was just trying to be hopeful.
Well, actually, we don't know. His dad's last name is Manning, but his mom's last name could be, like, Schwartz.
Could be.
What was I going to say? I had a thing to say.
I don't know.
Okay, wait. Is the end of the first episode his dad absolutely beating the shit out of him in the dark room?
Yeah.
So, there was more to that. Hold on. I truly had a point. And now I can't remember any of it. I don't know. It'll come back. I don't know why I brought that up. I had, like, in my head, I was like, I have to say it. And now I can't remember what it was that I had to say. So, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, if it comes back to you, just chime in. But, yeah, that's how episode one, part one, ends. And then Part two
starts with his dad trying to buy his love and affection, right?
Yeah, his dad drops him off to school and is like, here's $1 billion.
Hands him multiple hundreds of dollars.
Yeah, to buy a new camera because I broke yours. And then he was like, no hard feelings.
No hard feelings. When I tell you, I almost threw my phone across the room. I was like, what do you mean, no hard feelings? You just physically annihilated your son's body. Like,
yeah.
What do you mean, no hard feelings?
No hard
feelings.
Tell that
to the ribs that are shattered.
Right. So casual. So casual. And then Emma
I remember the thing. Okay, so he beats up his, like, he, Craig's dad loses his fucking mind, destroys the studio or the dark room, and beats Craig up because he saw the photo album that said The Perfect Family, where he had, like, superimposed a picture of himself onto a picture of Joey and his mom and Angie.
So sad.
And I was like, oh my god, But also, obviously, not to defend Greg's dad because he's terrible in every aspect, but that had to have been a little kick in the nads. But I felt so, like, oh God, I just feel so bad for him, for Craig. Like, everything is bad. Don't worry, bud, it gets better, maybe, potentially. But yeah, ouch, all around, emotionally and physically, ouch.
Okay, so part two. Emma once again invites him to babysit, no, to go to the party that she's having for Angie's birthday at her house, and we see Snake and Spike canoodling.
It made me feel weird.
Yeah, no, it was weird.
Because it was just like, very, also like, we'll talk about it in the next
Yeah,
one.
in the
Like,
next episode. Yeah. But then that's when Angie discovers that Craig has all these bruises, and Craig is like, the dinosaur hurt me. The big scary dinosaur made me black and blue. And she was like, ouch, that has gotta hurt. And then
Also, okay, so what are your thoughts on, 'cause okay, so after Joey found out that Craig was going to see Angie without him knowing, he then called Craig's dad. What are your thoughts on that?
he
Because,
probably,
like,
I don't think that Craig's dad even listened to the message. I think he probably heard, "Hey, this is Joey Jeremiah," and he probably paused it and deleted the message.
doesn't he say something about how, like, he doesn't want him? Like, then he goes down to the dealership, right? Okay, I mean, okay, so take, like, since we know that, like, no one knew about Craig's dad outside of Craig, I don't know, like, obviously, I feel like we can't answer this because neither of us are parents, nor are we step parents, but, like, I feel like I probably would have just, like, I'd be like, you can hang out with Angie as long as you, like, are responsible, like, you know, like, But like, I feel like the right parent thing to do was what Joey did of being like, "Hey, Craig's been hanging around. I know you don't want him around." Like, I don't know. I just feel very bad for Craig because he just wants to spend time with his little sister. So, I don't know. It's a parents, man. They're
Complicated.
complicated.
I think Joey was trying to do the right thing by doing
Like.
Craig's dad
Yeah.
and doesn't want to come off as disrespectful, but also wants to make it clear that he doesn't mind Craig spending time with Angie, but it's up to
Yeah.
his biological dad,
Yeah.
who sucks.
He sucks so bad. Okay. So then back to Emma being like, "Hey, you can hang out with Angie because I'm hanging out with Angie." And then the dinosaur.
Dinosaur. Purple dinosaur, and then the end of the episode gets quite heavy.
Well, yeah, because then he's like, let's run away to British Columbia together.
Let's run around to British Columbia. I have all this cash in my pocket, and then he is home, and he's packing all of his things frantically. Dad
Well, that's because
is.
he gets home and because Joey calls right when he gets in the door. Because Joey freaks out that he's about to kidnap Angie,
Oh,
which
yeah.
valid, very va like very valid reaction from Joey, being like,
Yeah.
"Hi, you cannot take my very young daughter." Like,
Right. On a bus to
that's a
British
hard no,
Columbia.
Craig.
Yeah. But so then Albert So Craig runs to his room, shuts the doors, packing, calls up who but Sean, and is like, what are you doing right now, man? Okay, I'll see you soon. And while that's happening, Craig's dad is banging on the door with a golf club.
With a golf club!
Insane.
Also, good on Craig that he, like, had the wherewithal to, like, pack a bag and run.
Yes.
Like,
yes,
I don't think, I think if someone was coming at me through a wooden door with a golf club, I, like, fight or flight, no. Fetal position.
Then he jumps out the window.
Yeah.
And meets Sean at the train tracks. And he's, like, kind of opening up to Sean a little bit. He's like, things aren't good, man. Like, my dad, like, does he tell him that his dad hits him? I think he does.
I don't think we hear it, but Sean says, hey, you asked me if my parents have ever hit me. And then he said, does yours? Yeah. And then that's when Craig starts to go a little off the rails.
Yeah. And basically, Craig, like, tries to kill himself because a train comes and he stays on the tracks and he does move and
that very dramatic shot with the skateboard in the air.
and then
he freaking books it, like he ran.
Yeah, he books it, and Sean's like, dude, help this man.
Yeah. I really loved how he went to Emma. I was like, you guys hate each other right now, but you both are like ready, like, to put your differences aside because you see that someone that you know is in literal danger. Mortal peril, if you will.
We love that. Yeah, and then does he run to Joey?
Yeah, both of them, like, bust into Joey's house.
Sean and Emma.
Yeah. And then, also, has Joey ever met Sean before? He's just like, hey, child, get into my car. We're going to go find my stepson, who you met 3 days ago.
We love that. No, I don't think they've ever met.
Right.
And then, where do they find him?
At the cemetery.
Because
they call, they call Emma and they say,
Emma's
hey,
like, I think I know where.
I know. Pretty astute of Emma, actually, hey, I'm putting the pieces together here.
Yeah. So.
When Joey is like, hey, does he hit you? And then he just, like, breaks down. Bro, my heart.
Crying.
Shattered into a million zillion pieces.
Yeah. And then where does the episode end?
So Joey is driving with Craig back to his dad's house, and they're like, remember, we practiced, because I think we don't see the conversation, but I think the conversation is like, you're staying with me, or we're calling the Canadian version of CPS.
Yeah, he was like, you have three options. And then he was
And also, I thought it was like very brave, but also a little bit stupid for Craig to be like, I want to do it myself. And if I was Joey, I'd be like, I'm sorry, but no, you are never allowed in a room alone. But he handled it so maturely with with his three options.
Yeah.
I thought Joey was like.
And then they live happily ever after.
Kind of. I thought Joey was like a real stand-up guy in this one. Because he really had, like, he has no responsibility to Craig, technically. You know?
Right.
But he was still just like, oh boy, this is a child who needs help. I'm gonna help him. Good for Joey. Thought it was great.
I love Joey.
Also, bro, the like at the end when Craig is going upstairs to get his stuff and his dad goes, "Craig, you can't leave. I love you." I was the rage fire that was ignited in me.
You can't leave. Work is just really stressful.
I was
So I hate you.
like, yeah, like I was like I was like about to make like a speech to no one. I was like, well, this is how dare you?
I
How dare
know.
you?
Yeah. Yeah,
Yeah.
okay.
So
Should
that
we
like
talk?
shoot.
I think that's part one and two.
Yeah.
Quotes, characters, moral of the story.
I mean, I would argue the moral of the story is the same for both of us, that if you think that anyone is mistreating you, fucking run. I know it's gonna be
Yes.
hard, but do not, like, it is, whatever it is,
A
tell an adult.
trusted adult.
Truly, like, don't, like, it's your parents and it's hard, but at what cost, you know?
Yeah. Yes.
So.
Yeah, I would say that's mine as well.
Right. And also, maybe don't kidnap your siblings.
Right.
Just as an aside, mostly the first thing, but also the second thing.
Don't try to kill yourself.
Yeah, don't play on railroad tracks.
Don't.
If you are someone's babysitter, do not leave them unattended with a guardian who is not you
Yes.
or a legal guardian.
Especially with this kid that, like, I guess they knew each other before, but, like, they just met again a few days ago. Like, Emma doesn't know this kid. You
Yeah.
know. Okay. Character.
Joey. Hands down.
Yeah, I'll say Joey. I'll say Joey as well.
Like emotionally, obviously, always Craig, always Sean. Emma gets her accolades here too, but I think like truly in the terms of the episode, like in the realm of the episode, Joey is absolutely the hero of this storyline.
Yes. I'm the hero of the story. Don't need to be saved. Yes. Sorry, that was a
No,
song noise.
you're right.
Yeah, I agree.
For quotes, I don't know if I have. Like, I was just like too entrenched in the story. I wasn't
There
really, you know.
weren't many like funny quotes
Right?
in
It
this one because it was a very, I mean, it was a very
was so
serious
ha yeah.
series. Yeah, I don't have any quotes. I mean, it could be like Manny saying, oh hi to to Craig when they first meet.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I feel like there were no standouts because it was like the plot that was it, not really the dialogue, you know?
Yeah.
So,
Okay.
man.
Yeah. Any like last thoughts before we tell everybody what to expect for next
The
week?
next
Wink,
episode.
wink, wink.
I
Because readers, we're recording it right after this. But I think we should take a little break, like a 5 minute like stretch break.
Yeah.
And then come back and do the next episode.
Yeah. Yeah,
Anything
I don't think
about
I have any
One Dove's
last
Cry?
I don't think I have any lingering thoughts. I just like it goes there, man.
It has really started to go there.
Yeah. Who's that?
More than it
Tom
has
Kitt?
gone.
Is Tom Kitt the other guy who does this with Linda Skyler? Is that his name?
Tom Kitt?
Who's the other guy who's always in the credits with Linda Skyler?
No, it's Linda and oh, what's his name? I think they're married.
Hold on.
I'm checking,
Oh, Kit Hood.
What? No,
Kit Hood.
Stephen Stone.
Who's Stephen Stone?
Stephen Stone. Anyway.
I don't think, but yeah, the two of them were like, hey, how does ecstasy seem? And then how does
I
every
know.
fucking thing else in the universe seem for season two?
Yeah.
So they...
They, as the kids say, they put their whole bussies into this.
They
Season.
did! They
absolutely
all right.
Did. So, readers, listeners, Degrassi fanatics, Canadians, Americans, we've all come together to discuss When Doves Cry Part
When
1
Doves Cry.
And 2. Thank you. We hope you enjoyed our chat. And next episode, we will be watching Degrassi, The Next Generation, Season 2, Episode 3, Girls Just Want to Have Fun. And I have the quote. You ready?
Yeah.
Okay. Emma is shocked when her mother reveals she has been dating Mr. Simpson. Emma promises that she doesn't have a problem with it, but her attitude at school says otherwise. Spinner and Jimmy enter a breakdancing contest while Emma and Minnie are in a contest of their own over Craig's attention. I wouldn't say that's exactly what happens, but we'll discuss.
Yeah. Well, anyway, guys, thanks so much for listening. Thanks so much for getting us to 50, however many listeners.
Yeah, 50 listeners,
ready,
baby.
Because now you're going to be bombarded with ads from us.
Yeah, our first ad has to be for Anchor.
I mean, they've done us well so far, so I'm not mad
about
it. I know,
but we don't have a choice.
That's fine.
They're like, congratulations, you're Anchor ambassadors.
Love it.
Yeah.